The ICC has specific rules that governs its jurisdiction, and we have to respect these rules. And South Sudan is not a state party to the Rome Statute. Thus, in principle, the ICC has no jurisdiction and cannot investigate what is happening in South Sudan, unless there would be a request by the Security Council under Chapter 7, which then would put an obligation on South Sudan to cooperate with the ICC, and then the ICC can actually investigate. If there are no resolutions from the Security Council, then the ICC can investigate only crimes in relation to states that have already accepted the jurisdiction of the court or ratified the statute of the court. But if the country has not ratified or accepted the ICC jurisdiction, the only way for the ICC to be able to investigate without violating the sovereignty of the state would be by a resolution under Chapter 7 from the Security Council, like it was the case in concerning Darfur in Sudan and Libya.
People have said that UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has said that those who commit human rights violations in South Sudan should be prosecuted. Some people are saying this should be enough for the ICC to go ahead and investigate. What is your take on that?
Well, as I said, the ICC cannot investigate what's happening in a specific country unless this specific country has accepted the ICC jurisdiction or ratified its statute, or in the alternative, if the Security Council asks this country to cooperate with the ICC. Otherwise, the ICC cannot investigate. So for the time being, we don't have jurisdiction over South Sudan, and we will not have it unless South Sudan accepts our jurisdiction or if the United Nations Security Council take or adopts a resolution under Chapter 7, making or putting an obligation on South Sudan to cooperate with the ICC.
Has South Sudan, since it became independent, indicated any willingness to be a state party or accept the jurisdiction of the ICC?
We haven't received any formal declaration or statement with that regard. But of course, the ICC calls on South Sudan and all the states in the world to accept and ratify the ICC Rome Statute, to offer the ICC a universal jurisdiction and the possibility to apply the legal rules and to protect victims in all the states.
Is there a way that the ICC could possibly approach the Security Council seeking a mandate to investigate this?
No, the ICC and the Security Council are two independent institutions. We don't have the mission or the mandate to approach the Security Council asking for adopting of resolutions, because naturally the ICC applies legal rules and which is to conduct fair trials and prosecute the perpetrators of crimes, while the mission of the Security Council is a different mission. It is to preserve and to protect peace in the world. So it's different mission with different elements or criteria to decide. And if the Security Council decides that to protect the peace, we need international justice to intervene, then the ICC may look into the matter, because then both missions may be in the same direction. But otherwise, the ICC cannot use political criteria in its own resolution. And as I said, for the Security Council, its mission is not to apply the rule. Its mission is to protect the peace. So it's different mission with different criteria. And that's why the ICC has no mandate to ask the Security Council to adopt resolutions or not.
So basically, the ICC would have to wait until the UN Security Council approaches you with a recommendation to investigate a situation in a specific country, in this case, if it's South Sudan, before the ICC can launch an investigation, correct?
Yes, but only if we are talking about state that is not a state party or has not accepted the jurisdiction of the court. For the states that has accepted the jurisdiction of the court or that are state parties to the Rome Statute, the states themselves or the ICC prosecutor can decide to start an investigation without waiting for a resolution from the Security Council. The resolution of the Security Council is necessary when we are speaking about crimes in relation to states that has not accepted the ICC jurisdiction, like South Sudan in this matter.